So Mark Lawrence is doing 606.
Unbelievable. We've just been told
he's not there in Liverpool. He's not doing it. It's actually Mark Lawrence.
So should we start on him?
Yeah, I think so.
So last Saturday, during the Sunday rather, or whatever it was, the Charity Shield.
Yeah.
Penalty shoots out at the end of it. You were away, so you don't know about this. Mark Lawrence on Radio 5 Live, the non-country station, says, and the first penalty gets taken. Did you see Schmeichel? He's moving left and right and left and right. The referee didn't do anything about it. No, Mark. The laws have changed.
Yeah.
And all you've got to do to be a professional sports journalist is to know what you're talking about.
No,
the basics, don't you? Yeah. That's why you have me here. No, the basics are required.
I've said a million times, I said, I'll say it again, of course. What on earth is a matter with broadcasting in this country where they keep getting ex-professional footballers to cover games? If they're any good, Andy Gray, yeah, but unfortunately Andy Gray has now opened the door to a million. Oh, yeah, I'll be like Andy Gray. Andy Gray's great, we all know Andy Gray's great. But the BBC particularly, with your Trevor Brookings, with your Mark Lawrence, they think, I mean, you don't get Arnold Schwarzenegger to review films.
I saw The Godfather Part 2, no car chases, didn't like it.
It's the same thing, you can't do that. You don't get actors to review films. And why on earth they think that someone like Mark Lawrence, because he's played, that we're all going to go, oh, he played for some big clubs, we respect what he says. We don't. We didn't like him when he was a player. Certainly don't want him shoved into cars.
And let's just play, since he's now come full circle here, effeminate footballers, Mark Lawrence's voice.
Yes, Mark Lawrence is very effeminate. Because I think Kevin Keegan's got an effeminate voice.
Yeah. And haircut.
We're looking for effeminate footballers. No, not to say, you know, but there's certain referees who run very effeminately. Ellen McCleary, actually, Owen Ellen McCleary runs quite effeminate.
You think that's why he's been signed four times by Millwall?
Every time we get a game manager, Beck comes Allen. Joke for the love of God. Anyway, but you're certainly right, Mark Lawrence's a
Billy Bond is a game manager. This is your new line, is it?
Billy Bond's actually, I just remember we've got Billy Bond.
He'll be round here now. Oh, and he lives down your way, don't he?
Oh, all of a sudden he does. He called out local friends from all over the place. Mark Lawrence is very famous. Kevin Keegan's got a camp as well, and often think they're the same.
And do you remember the semi-final of the European Cup with Dortmund were playing? Against Man United, and he at one stage, apropos nothing, in the middle,
Kevin Keegan.
He was commentating with Brian Moore.
Without
prompting, he said, "I'll tell you what, Brian, I love the colour of these shirts." He did. They've got those very fluorescent shirts, Dortmund.
He did.
I'll tell you what, Brian, I love the colour of these shirts. That's exactly what he said. I've never seen a colour like it, he said.
Brian edged away at his shirt. Yes, we'll stick to the point, shall we? Corner to Dortmund, moving on.
The colour of these shirts.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's got a very effeminate voice. All right, if you've got other
evidence.
Yeah, that could be famous players, could be whoever you like, but we're building up a big effeminate football. We've got the voice of Mark Lawrence and
also the voice of Kevin Keegan.
The voice of Kevin Keegan. But I'll tell you what, I'll be absolutely happy if we beat them. I will. I love it. When he gets angry, Kevin, I'll tell you what, he's not nice.
I'm filling up.
You better get me off the airport, so I'm going to sign me up to BBC. Lee, where are you?